Psalms 33 and verse 12, the Bible says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven and beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike, he considereth all their works. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee." Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you today and thankful for your mercy and your goodness. Thank you for the blessings that we've had in this nation, Father. And Lord, we pray for the coming generation and this nation and how the tide has turned to those who hope in the Lord, and now their hope is in other things, Lord. And we pray that you'd be merciful, Lord. Help us to bring up our children and the nurture and the admonition of the Lord, Lord, that we might become a peculiar people, Lord, to you and do your will and to live for you. We know that we're blessed because of you and because of your love and your mercy and your grace. We thank you for that. And all this we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Notice that it says, "Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee." Now, I'm wondering, if you look at the world today and you see how the world is changing, America is changing, not for the good when it comes to the things of God and God's word and God's people. But can you imagine what would happen, what will happen, when the church is caught out and the restraining influence of the Holy Spirit of God is no longer present in this earth? It won't take long. It's a tough battle right now. The church has, of course, gotten more worldly, and the world has gotten more churchy. But the big left wing of our country today is against the church. They're against the Lord, and they're against the Bible, the book that the Lord wrote, the book about him. They're against the moral code that God has established since he created man. And it's going to be a crazy time on this earth. If you're not saved, you need to get saved, because you don't want to have to go through that tribulation period. God's wrath will be poured out upon the wickedness of men. But America has a rich history. There's a verse in Matthew, Brother Phil Gabbard pointed out to me one time, I forget exactly where it's at, where he talks about the gospel taken from Israel because Israel rejected their Savior, and it says, and given to a nation. It says, given to a nation who would bear the fruits thereof. And that has to be America, because there's been more gospel missionaries sent out of America than any other country in the history of the world. That verse of scripture has to be speaking about America. America has borne the fruit of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now America is turning against that very gospel. And you can give all the reasons. Of course, the elitist in our educational system, the atheistic influence there, the worldview that promotes man and humanism and rejects God and his role in the affairs of man. And that's a very difficult thing for a Christian to look at and see happening without a certain degree of sadness. I think with the way society is today, it just keeps a certain level of grievance to the Holy Spirit of God. It's like the spirit is depressed because of the oppression of Satan and all of the ways that Satan attacks the Word of God and the people of God and the things of God and the anointed of God, Jesus Christ. But America has a history that we should definitely be proud of. I don't want to put down America because my family had a great life in this country. My dad worked hard. He worked at General Motors. He was a general foreman in Tool and Die for Fisher Body. He made a good living. He worked hard. And we had a family farm that we kids grew up most of our lives, or a big part of our lives. And we had a good life. The things that were taught in those days was hard work. If you wanted to get somewhere, you had to work. The Bible backs that up. The Bible says if a man doesn't work, neither should he eat. And that's just what God says about it. You're expected to work. But we had the American dream was available to anyone in this country. You'll see story after story, rags to riches stories of people who worked hard and became wealthy through hard work. And obviously the blessings of God. I remember talking to Walt Franks, who built Walt's Industries, and then he sold that for several million dollars and setting up the reservation. I've told this story before. I asked him what he attributed to all his wealth, and because I was interested to know what he gave credit to, and he said it was nothing, Tom, but the blessings of Almighty God. God shed His grace on this country of ours. And if America is so bad, and we have a group today talking about how bad America is, if America is so bad, why are they doing everything in the world to try to get here? I remember years ago, they had a lecture series, Hillenbrand Industries. The Hillenbrand Foundation had a lecture series that came to Batesville High School. And one of the lecturers, I helped security on some of those lectures. And Jack Anderson was at the time a world-renowned columnist. And Jack Anderson talked about being in meetings, being at gatherings with people from communist nations and socialistic nations, and how they badmouthed America so terribly they badmouthed America. It was such an awful place. But then he said, but when I would get in private with them, they'd ask me, how can I get there? What do I need to do to be able to come to America? So it's a big deal to come to America. Now we're fighting the fight on our borders. People don't want to go the legal way. They just want to jump the fence and rock and roll. And I don't get into all that. If someone's here, you treat them. Bible says treat the stranger. To love the stranger. You treat them the same. If you've got children over here, you better look after those children. The Bible says it's better that a millstone were about your neck and be cast in the midst of the sea than to offend one of these little ones. So once they're here, we got to look after them. But Jerusalem has a wall around it. The city has a wall around it. So we have to do everything decently in order. And I'm for that. It's kind of a necessary evil. You wish that the whole world could enjoy what we've enjoyed here, but it just don't work that way. As Christians, we need to be sweet about it. We need to be kind about it. And we need to be gentle about it. But this country, there's been no other country like it in the history of the world. And those forefathers, you look at the biographies of those forefathers, and they were godly men. Godly men. They loved God. If you look around Washington, D.C., all those monuments, man, if they had to get rid of every monument that had a verse of Scripture on it, we would be in trouble. Verse from Isaiah 61, that's on the Liberty Bell. A lot of folks read that about proclaiming liberty to the captives. They don't even know where that came from. It's from the book of Isaiah. But our country has been blessed. Of course, there's always going to be those who look to her faults. And I know she's got a changing morality, and I hate that. But for a Christian, it has to begin with you. If this country is going to remain a God-fearing Christian country that God will bless and honor, it has to begin with you. It has to begin with the way you teach your children, the way that your children teach their children, the influences that you have on your grandchildren. And you need to identify where those sources of pollution are coming from. I would suggest today that for today's generation, if you have a child in public school, as quickly as you can, yank them out of that public school. Because those philosophies that social engineering is passed down at the federal level don't have anything to do with your local teachers. You have good local teachers, good local school system, but they're given a bill of goods from the national federal level. And it's anti-Christian. They never give God credit for anything in the affairs of man. But just what is it about this great nation of ours that people risk so much for? They risk it all, life and limb. What is those coyotes? They're called coyotes or coyotes that smuggle in all those people along the southern border. Thousands of dollars a lot of those people have to pay just to be able to come in illegally. The drug cartels are getting rich. They're already rich. But man, they come from everywhere. They come by boat. They come from China. They'll come from Indonesia. They'll come from the Ivory Coast, Poland. Everywhere. Russia, Czechoslovakia. Everybody wants to come to America. Oh, they hate her. Oh, we're a mess, but they sure want to try to come here. Colombia, Nicaragua, Mexico, Brazil, Guatemala. Land, air, and sea. They'll crawl through tunnels. They'll risk getting shot at. They'll risk drowning. Starvation, risk going to jail, risk almost anything to come to America. We're a blessed people. We're a blessed people. A lot of that is because we fear God, number one, and we have a work ethic, number two. One thing I noticed several years ago about the city of Batesville, Indiana. Batesville, of course, has a German heritage. It's a German community. And I walked over that town during a political thing. And I walked every street in that town, and one thing that stood out to me, I'd never in my life seen a city so clean. People that really took pride in their city. If someone would pull into a driveway with a little mud on their tires in the city of Batesville, I guarantee you, within 30 minutes, you'd see somebody out there with a hose and a broom cleaning that thing off. Now, a lot of the towns and cities I've been around, you'll see cars, abandoned cars sitting around everywhere for weeks and weeks, and they'll try to get somebody to get rid of them. They won't do it. Batesville, if it sits there 30 minutes, it's got a tag on. Somebody will call the police, get rid of that piece of junk. That's because it's a proud people, a working people. Those industries that are located in Batesville, Indiana, because they understood, I think they understood that work ethic, that German work ethic. And that applied to all people with the exception of maybe the Spreadman name out of Germany. Does he work that hard? Those German folks are workers now. You a hard worker, Jen? You know speaky English? Yeah. All right. But that's true. What a clean and wonderful community because they took pride in it. And this nation, there's towns like that around this country, hard-working people. You have the depressed areas of this nation down on the hills of Appalachia. They would when those factories would open, those steel mills around Cincinnati and Middletown, Ohio, man, they rock and roll right up from eastern Kentucky. They used to say that they taught reading, writing, and Route 23 North. Amen. Folks wanted to work. Anybody who's willing to work can be somebody in this country. It's still that way. That's coming back. But if you want to go to college and get your PhD in philosophy, just look in the paper, in the classifieds, see how many philosophers are needed in the work community today. You won't find too many ads needing philosophers. But if you're willing to work, I think that's the key to young people today. You learn a trade. You learn to get good at something. When you're good at whatever you do, you're going to have a job. You're going to have a job. It's that simple. But that's America. America provides for that. And God blesses America. First of all, God has to be in front of all that. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. You put God first and you work hard, you're going to be somebody. God will bless you and God will see you through if you have bad times. And we usually do, but God sees us through them. Sometimes God will send some rough seas that He can might make a better sailor out of you. Smooth seas do not make good sailors. But we're blessed in this country called America. And we're on the verge with this movement, this left-wing movement, of losing much of what has been gained through hard work and a love for God and an honor of God. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. My, my, my. It's a blessing of God that makes us great. The blessings of God that gives us our wealth. Blessings of God that gives America her standard of living. Blessings of God that gives America her freedoms. That's right, freedoms. Our military is blessed of God. God looks after this country through the strongest in the world, military. In fact, in Psalms 127, the Bible says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain to build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. The Lord's has to keep this country. The watchman waketh, but in vain. When I worked for the town of Milan as marshal there, I started praying over that town. There were just a few policemen. We tried to have it where you could have one on duty 24 hours. They said, well, you got three or four policemen. No, we have one. Just one on duty all the time to cover those hours. But I prayed over that town because of this verse right here, and we went 4 years without a residential burglary. Do you know how crazy that is for even a town the size of Milan and a couple thousand people to go 4 years without a residential burglary? You know what I credit that to? Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. We need more prayers for our nation and for our government. God says to pray for those who are in authority. And years ago, in most churches, you'd never hear them talk politics. I was one. I didn't want a political discussion in church. But now it's become kind of the Antichrist versus the Christians. That left wing is anti-Christian. A crowd that's for abortion, a crowd that is for homosexuality, is against God, because God is against those things. It's that simple. But it's not our military that makes us the strongest nation in the world. It's the blessings of God that gives strength and glory to our military. The Bible says in Romans 13:1, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. This nation founded on the blessings and belief in the God of the Bible, in Jesus Christ, God manifest in the flesh. And that's why we have been blessed. Another reason America has been blessed can be found in the book of Genesis. Genesis 12. Genesis 12 and verse 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Watch it. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. The seed of Abraham was called in Isaac, Jacob, then the 12 tribes of Israel. You know another reason America is blessed? Because we have stood with Israel. And you've had that, we've had that crowd in just the last 15 or 20 years start bad-mouthing Israel and wanting to back out of support for Israel. That's down the highway of sorrow, as the old song goes. Got to stick with Israel. But that's another reason America has been blessed, because we've stood side by side with God's chosen people. God's not done with the Jew. God's chosen people, and he told Abraham he would bless those that blessed Abraham and curse him that cursed him. For a quick example, you know, every nation in the history of the world that has persecuted the Jew, following that persecution of the Jew, have become a third world power. You know, at one time, Britain persecuted the Jew, France persecuted the Jew. Before those times, they were world powers. Spain, a world power until they persecuted the Jew. Look at Germany. Wow. They haven't been a military power since the persecution of the Jew. Every nation that's persecuted the Jew, God has sent judgment to. Thank God that this country still stands with the Jew. I heard the other day that did they name a street or a little town or something, a road or a town or something after Donald Trump? Because they say he's the best friend that Israel's had in many, many years as far as a president. Wow. The moment this nation forsakes Israel, expect to lose some of the blessings of God. That's why a lot of those people hate America. They hate America. Every nation that hates the Jew hates America also. My, my, my. Psalms 9:17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Nations have rejected Jesus Christ. Nations have rejected the Word of God. They've rejected the commandments of God. They're not going to have a happy ending. God is still in charge. No power but of God. God is still in charge. God is going to look after his people. The Bible says in Isaiah 3:11, woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given him. The Bible says in Romans 8:31, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, then who can be against us? America, what a country. Man, I'm now officially, here in the next couple weeks, will officially be an old person. And life in the 1950s, for a little boy growing up, was pretty incredible. It was pretty incredible. It was a fun time, especially for a farm boy. It was a wonderful time in America. Those folks, my dad and that generation of folks, came out of World War II, victorious in World War II, and there was nothing, nothing that that generation couldn't do. They could do whatever they set their hands to do or head to do. They did it. It was a wonderful time in America. But as in any people, there's always going to be an apostasy. What do they say about the a society can only thrive for 200 or 300 years. You know, all those societies have gone down because of ungodliness. I hate to see that happen to America. Of course, I think we're right on the verge of the Lord coming back for His church. He's going to rapture us out of here. And then, as old hillbilly saying says, Katie, bar the door. Katie, bar the door when that happens. Because wickedness will run rampant, unrestrained from any influence of the Holy Spirit of God on this earth. Spirit's there, but it's not in the hearts of the church. The church is what keeps so much craziness down today. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. God told the children of Israel over there in Deuteronomy 2:25, He said, this day will I begin to put the dread of thee and the fear of thee upon the nations that are under the whole heaven, who shall hear report of thee and shall tremble and be in anguish because of thee. That's how it was with America. Those countries, they still do fear America. Oh, they'll get someone in power who'll huff and puff like he's going to blow our house down, but it don't happen. Shame. Shame on those who have taken prayer out of our schools. Shame on those who forget that this country was founded on Christianity. They want to take down the ancient landmarks. A nation whose very laws are rooted in the Holy Scriptures. From God's moral code. A nation where the Word of God can be freely preached. Brother Phil Gabbard and the group this past weekend up on Fountain Square just preaching the gospel. An open air event. Whosoever will, let him come. Freely practiced, freely believed. A nation where our Lord can be freely worshiped. That's why we pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. We're one nation under God, indivisible. Liberty and justice. Liberty, that's freedom. That's what God gave me the moment I got saved. He gave me liberty. And I know there's a lot wrong with this country. I know that. And I know America's backslidden and it's headed down a bad path right now. There's been a turnaround with the recent political changes, and a lot of it's getting better, but that crowd's still there, and they'll keep on, and they'll keep on. I know that America could do better. But America, to me, is still America the Beautiful. I tell God in my prayer walk, Lord, I know that I'm blessed to have grown up in this country. To have grown up in this country and to have grown up in a Christian home is about as good as it gets. About as good as it gets. God's still shedding His grace on this nation of ours. Leaving church here many nights, those of us who are headed west, you'll see that beautiful sunset over southern Indiana. It's incredible. Beautiful. Those fields, those farmers out there working. Pretty special. A lot of times, I'll see where Sister Sheila will take her morning walk over there on Woods Mountain, as she calls it. And take pictures of the beautiful sunrise and the beauty of the land and scenes around her. I'll do my prayer walk at night after dark, and you'll see those in that night, that landscape. Every night God paints a different picture every night on that horizon. America, you can go where you want to go and do what you want to do. Say what you want to, do what you want to, be what you want to be. If you don't like America, you don't have to stay here. You can take a bus to Tijuana or go up to Montreal. I mean, you can just go where you want to go. I think there's a boat leaving New York Harbor tomorrow morning, probably. You don't have to stay here. Proverbs 10:6, blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Proverbs 11:10, the Bible says, when it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth. And when the wicked perish, there is shouting. Thank God for this country. Thank God for His precious Son, Jesus Christ. Because we desire a better city, a better country. There's a better country than America. And that's when we get to heaven, when we all get to heaven. What promises we have. Peter said, shortly I must put off this, my tabernacle. Talking about that body of flesh. To an inheritance undefiled and incorruptible, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven. We've got a bright future. If you're a Christian here today, you have a bright, wonderful, blessed future. When the Lord puts down the wicked devices that are influencing the world today, and He comes back and sets up His throne, the city of David, on the throne of David in the city of Jerusalem, what a time that'll be. Peace on earth with the Prince of Peace ruling as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Perfect judgment, perfect righteousness. He won't make any mistakes. He won't make any political blunders. Everything will be kind and compassionate with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Passionate, kind toward His people. Thank God for our country. Thank God for our Savior. If you're here tonight and you've never trusted Him for salvation, don't miss out on this wonderful place called heaven. You think it's good here, just wait what God has in store for you. And all you have to do is to reach out and accept that free gift of salvation. I'm done. Everyone stand up tonight.